Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
From the rink live on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Jess, how you been?
I'm doing great, Steve. How are you?
Good. Good. The balloon is down. We all feel better about that. What about this Golden Gopher women's hockey series? They had a big win over the Buckeyes on Friday.
You know, here's the deal. Ohio State is really good, first of all. Nadine Muzzerall, former Gopher, the all-time leading goal scorer in Gopher hockey history, is their coach. She coached them to the national championship last year. They're really, really solid. Now, they have two losses this season in regulation, just two. One of them was back in October in Columbus to the Gophers. One of them was last night to the Gophers. So if there's one team that's kind of gotten under the skin of the Buckeyes this year, it's the Gophers. Now, Gophers are at risk. They haven't lost a home game this year. They're down 3-1 in the third period right now. So Buckeyes making a nice push and looking to split this series. But I think these are kind of the two premier teams in the WCHA right now.
And two of the favorites to make it to the Frozen Four, ultimately.
And the Frozen Four is in Duluth this year, too. So not a long trip for the Gophers or their fans if they happen to get there this year.
Yeah, and it's never easy because only eight teams make it. And those are all great teams. And you know how it goes. One hockey game, you get a hot goaltender and you're gone.
And we saw that last year. The Gophers were a fantastic team. And just ran into a kind of a buzzsaw in Minnesota Duluth in the NCAA playoffs. The Bulldogs managed to get to the Frozen Four. They made it to the championship game where they fell to Ohio State. So they know that better than anybody. The one-game playoff thing, you just never know what you're going to get. I mean, you look on the men's side of things. Minnesota Duluth has mastered the art of winning these one-game playoffs. And has got a couple of national championships to show for it. So I think this Gophers team, top to bottom, is probably talent-wise the top team in the country. But as you noted, once the playoffs roll around, that's when you really find out what you're made of. When you suddenly find yourself looking up at the scoreboard down by a couple goals, you find out if you have that heart in you to make the rally and come back.
All right, Golden Gopher men idle this weekend, and then they get back at it. And here we are, a stretch drive in the regular season.
Yes, they're at Wisconsin next weekend. Now, the way things are shaping up, the odds site that I looked at this morning said the Gophers now have a greater than 99% chance of winning the Big Ten title. They've built
that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I'm not a betting man, but or a mathematician, but I think that's pretty good. So they've built themselves a nice cushion. Where it gets really interesting, Steve, is this. Wisconsin's having just a miserable season. A lot of talk that their coach, Tony Granato, is not going to last this year. Gophers play at Wisconsin next weekend. It's always a great rivalry. You always get a lot of Gopher fans making the trip to Madison. Good seats still available because Wisconsin hockey is not drawing like they used to. So you're going to have a good-sized crowd in maroon gold in the Badgers building next weekend, and the Gophers are very likely to clinch the Big Ten title on Wisconsin's ice sheet. So I wonder how that's going to play out. I wonder if the Big Ten is going to bring the trophy there and we'll have the kind of the chutzpah to hand over the Big Ten champion trophy on the ice at the Kohl Center. That's maybe the only drama remaining in the race for the title.
Oh, that would be phenomenal. That would be phenomenal. Now, Now, Jess, if you're Madison.
If you're a dyed-in-the-wool, you know, if you're a dyed-in-the-wool Gopher fan, I don't think it gets much better than hoisting the Big Ten championship trophy in Madison, Wisconsin, after beating the Badgers.
Yeah, right up there with the Yaks, I'm sure. Madison is a great town, though. Once upon a time, pre-Mike Grimm, I had a chance to do some road games and got to do one game at the Kohl Center in my travels doing road games. Dave Lee did the home games. And Madison's a great town. It goes without saying, but it is so much fun. So for the Gopher fans headed down there, enjoy.
Absolutely. It's kind of the classic college town, you know, a lot of places where a guy can get a beer if he's thirsty, and you know they serve the cheese curds right at the stadium. So it's a fun atmosphere, and I've found, generally speaking, Wisconsin fans are pretty friendly and pretty welcoming, and I hope Gopher fans are the same when they come over here.
Yeah, for sure. A couple other things of note: buckle up, girls! Hockey playoffs here in the state of Minnesota start very soon. The regular season winds down Tuesday. I've got a good one tonight. I'm going over a webcast. By the way, it'll be at startribune.com. It'll be defending state 2A champ Andover at Stillwater tonight at 7 o'clock. And then on Tuesday night, I'll be over at historic Aldrich Arena for Benilde St. Margaret's and Hill Murray, ranked number 2 right now, on Tuesday night to close out the regular season. So I've got girls hockey tonight and again Tuesday night, and I'm pretty excited about it.
Couple of great games there. And I got to give a shout out, St. Thomas. We've talked about the Tommies a lot lately. Well, if anybody doubted that things are looking up in Tommy's hockey world, the men's team went to Mankato last night, knocked off MSU Mankato. They play the second game tonight in Mendota Heights. But when you're going into the lair of the Mavericks and getting wins, I don't think anybody can doubt that this is a real program on the rise. So kudos to Rico Blasi and his staff. A good game last night. They win in overtime. Mac Byers, who transferred after a couple of years in Northern Michigan, transferred to St. Thomas. He's having a really nice year for them. So kind of a fun little breakout season for the Tommies, and good stuff on the horizon with that new rink that they're going to get.
Well, and we've talked about this before, Jess, when it comes to St. Thomas. And I mentioned the girls' game. They are getting a lot of top-flight girls hockey talent right in their own backyard to commit to St. Thomas. When it comes to men's and women's hockey, they are a sleeping giant because, let's face it, Bob Motzko or, for that matter, Brad Frost, they can't take everybody. There's a lot of good players within, you know, a 90-minute drive of the U or St. Thomas. And if those kids want to stay home and play in front of friends and family, St. Thomas is a great option. Now, we all know about Duluth and St. Cloud and Bemidji beyond that and down at Minnesota State and Mankato. But if they want to stay in town, St. Thomas is going to be formidable.
Absolutely. And the men's team just got a commitment this week from Will Ingeman. He's the star goalie at Wayzata. He's been a standout that a lot of scouts have had their eye on. He chose to be a Tommy. He'll be there. He said he hopes right about that time that new rink is opening because he's going to go play some junior hockey first. Yeah. But just a real standout and a good get for that program from a kid from the Twin Cities, you know, kind of making the choice to be a Tommy in the future.
Jess Myers joining us from the rink live. He is at Ritter this afternoon, Ohio State and Minnesota. Jess, a couple other thoughts. NHL All-Star Weekend right now down in Florida. Let me start by saying the uniforms that they're wearing today in this 3-on-3 tournament are horrid.
You can't even find the words to describe them, Steve. They're that bad.
That I can use on the public airwaves. They are awful. Why do they make it so complicated? Just wear home whites or the road sweaters. I mean, these are terrible.
There's been some joking lately too about you know, just how these All-Star games kind of play out. And you know, you go back 20, 25 years, you watch like the Pro Bowl. It was like a real football game. There was actual tackling going on. You know, there was some defense and stuff like that. Now Now, let's face it, it's just a showcase. You know, they play all these kind of fun, goofy three-on-three different kinds of stuff with the NHL. And, you know, it's just a way for guys to get a free trip to Florida and go have fun and kind of showcase them to the fans. We all know that. And, hey, if you're going to wear a hideous jersey, I think it's just a part of it. But, hey, I got to say this, too. They had the skills competition last night. Most yeah. accurate shooting contest. And a kid from Hockeytown, USA, Warroad, Minnesota, Brock Nelson from the New York Islanders, he wins the most accurate shooting contest. He hit all four targets, only took him five shots. It was an amazing display. So, stick salute to him, and God bless the Warroad kid for bringing it on the national stage.
And hopefully he burns that all-star sweater as soon as he can, because they are really terrible. And that was the kick about watching the All-Star game way back in the day when the North Star made the game. It was like cool to see them wear the sweater on national TV, or, you know, Kirill Kaprizov, you know, being able to wear a Wild sweater in today's action would have been neat. But I'll get off my soapbox and move on. It is ultimately what it is. By the way, speaking of the Wild, most of the team has been getting a little R&R. They get back at it in Arizona against the Coyotes at that college rink over at Arizona State.
I was there on Tuesday. I talked to the head coach of the Sun Devils, Greg Powers. You know, they split with the Gophers earlier this season. They beat North Dakota earlier this season. They still don't have a conference. Now, 7 years down the road, they still haven't been accepted anywhere. They used to say, you know what, we can just keep playing as an independent, and it's not tough for them to schedule games even as an independent program because, hey, who doesn't want to come to Arizona in January and play a couple games down there? But Greg Powers and the administration have kind of changed their tune lately. They want to get into a conference. I'm going to make the case, Steve, they should be an affiliate of the Big Ten. I think they would be a perfect fit with the seven teams that are already there. You know, it's an easy place to get to. It's maybe 10 minutes from the Phoenix airport to get to their campus. I think that could be a good, bright future for college hockey to let Arizona State in as a Big Ten affiliate.
I'm in. I love it. And I don't think any of the Big Tens would complain, because it's a reward to be able to go out to Arizona for a weekend trip. It's not a bad deal. And from just about anywhere in the Big Ten, it's a reasonable flight. State College, PA, might be a bit of a pain, but the other schools in the Big Ten, it's a reasonable flight out there. That's no big deal.
I heard from some insiders that, you know, some of the Gophers were maybe grousing a little bit about having to go out to Arizona State this year when they went there at Christmas time, or excuse me, at Thanksgiving time. And I heard after about 2 hours on the ground in the sunshine when it was 75 degrees, they had quickly changed their tune and said, you know what? Yeah, let them in. We're fine with that. We could come here every year. That'd be cool.
Yeah. I mean, I just think, you know, oh, by the way, you come to play at Minnesota or at Wisconsin or at the Michigan schools, beyond all the things that go along with being able to play in the Big Ten, Big Ten hockey. Yeah, we get that annual trip out to see Arizona State. That's not too bad.
Absolutely. So I'm making that case. Big Ten, let them in, and that'll be a fun one. Hey, from a TV market standpoint, it makes sense to have that Phoenix metro area. A lot of eyeballs watching hockey there, and it is a outstanding facility. They did it right with Mullet Arena. It seats about 5,000. I don't think it's a long-term home for the Arizona Coyotes, but for now it works for them until they figure out their facility issues. And I liked it there.
All right, Jess, I know you got to run post-game duties. Ohio State and Minnesota Buckeyes still lead it the way it looks, 3-1 midway through period number three.
Buckeyes play great defense, and that's what they're doing here, trying to close this one out and earn a split with about 9 minutes left here at Ritter.
All right, Jess, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Take care, Steve. Have a great weekend.
All right, there he is, Jess Myers, The Rink Live.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.